It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. To say it's been a tough winter would be an understatement. Despite the cold, many people have been able to combat cabin fever. Here with suggestions to help you overcome the winter doldrums is travel contributor Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Hey there.
Hey, it's not snowing today.
No, but it's going to rain, apparently. It's so nice and warm.
That's
okay,
great.
New Girl, you're telling us that we don't have to go far for a cure to those winter blahs. And no beaches involved. So how's that?
Well, the thing is, really all you need is an attitude adjustment. Again, getting away from, you know, being indoors, that cabin fever mentality. As long as you spoil yourself a little bit and just do something different, as far as I'm concerned, that's the trick. And the ideas I've got today are all very close to home.
All right. So on to your Fab Five. First up, a singular meal at what you say is arguably the best restaurant in Pennsylvania. And the setting is unique as well.
Yeah, and you know, I would take anyone up on this. John J. Jeffries in Lancaster City, Pennsylvania. The two chefs are just real proponents of using small organic farms in Lancaster County as their purveyors. They use a lot of Pennsylvania wines. I've eaten there summer and winter. Their winter menu looks terrific. And the setting is the Lancaster Arts Hotel, a renovated 1800s tobacco warehouse filled with Pennsylvania artists' work. They've got over 200 pieces of art on the exposed brick walls, but yet all the modern conveniences and comforts you would want. So you do a quick overnight there, dinner at JJJ, spend the night at the Lancaster Arts. You will feel refreshed.
Food always seems to be the answer
yes.
in our discussions. Your next suggestion is all chocolate with none of the calories. Okay, I'll bite.
Yeah, absolutely. We're sending you here to the chocolate spot at the Hotel Hershey. Chocolate-covered February is underway. This one caught my eye. The Chocolate Spa Sampler starts with a whipped cocoa bath, segue to a chocolate bean polish, 50-minute cocoa massage, then lunch at the Oasis. And it's all in the Hotel Hershey, which is they're continuously renovating it. Their iconic restaurant, The Circular, has been redone, and it's absolutely beautiful. Again, another terrific just quick overnight.
Fun. Now, you have some ideas for how best to experience Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water.
Yeah, and I will say this. The only time I've been to Falling Water, it was in the snow, and it was absolutely magnificent. They're not open until the first weekend in March, but that's right around the corner. Weekends, the first two in March, and then year-round. But what you want to do is visit this time of year. May still be a little snow on the ground. Continue the vibe on to Falling Rock, which is the property at Nemacolin that is very much inspired by Frank Lloyd Wright's architecture. Have a meal at Aqueous while you're there. So just, again, make that a quick overnight trip. That's all about that sort of Frank Lloyd Wright ethos.
I'm hearing that Simon and Garfunkel song in my head now. when you go to Cleveland, you go big. Do tell.
Well, here's what you got to do.
You love Cleveland.
I love Cleveland. And you've got to get there before March 2nd because that's when the Rolling Stones exhibit at the Rock Hall closes. This is two floors at the Rock Hall. I hear it is an absolutely terrific exhibit. So go do that. Then you go to Melt. Gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, 150 beers. Can't go wrong there. Spend the night at the Ritz-Carlton. Lovely property in downtown Cleveland. Next day, drive over to Sandusky, 40 minutes away, go to Kalahari Water Park, where it is always 82 degrees indoors. You know, you got the big zip coaster, you got all the tube slides, $175,000 square feet of indoor water fun.
150 beers, but not all at one time.
Lastly,
two words, New York.
New York. You know, I've been there every season of the year, and winter's one of my favorites because you will own the town. You can go to places like the MoMA, Empire State Building. No one's going to be there. A couple new restaurants that I like. Bettany, the chef from 11 Madison Park, moved over there. Mighty Quinn's Barbecue. You, my man, are going to be there soon. I want you to eat Q at Mighty Quinn's.
And this wasn't even on my radar, so thanks to you. Now it is.
And then you'll get to tell us all about it. Lastly, go have oysters at the Oyster Bar at Grand Central Station. You won't be fighting the crowds in February.
That is great advice. And you love Grand Central Station, too, don't you?
I do. It's just a fantastic place. You know, Bowery Ballroom for music. I checked out the website today. I didn't know a single band on it. You know what that means? All the cool kids are going there.
Elaine LaBalme, we love you.
Back at ya.
She's our travel contributor, tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. As always, thank you for being with us.
Enjoy New York.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Tomorrow, movie critic Al Hoff from the City Paper joins us for her Oscar picks. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.